Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vidandina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvajutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo. On behalf of Nirkula Devi Dasya and myself, we'd like to thank everyone who worked so hard over the last few months for the grand opening of ISKCON of Silicon Valley here in its new location, which seems to be the direct reciprocation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides in everyone's heart and knows everyone's desire. When sitting in this place, in this temple, recently, I was looking around and thinking, this is just what I had in mind. From the trees outside to the neatness of the layout and the temple room and so forth. And was feeling quite overwhelmed with gratitude. And in the Shirsha Upanishad, there's a description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the one who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since the time immemorial. Krishna is Sukrit. He's the best friend within everyone's heart. And he's our ever-well-wisher. The great souls who are completely in tune with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead become the messengers or the conduits of his great mercy. And they distribute that to people who are suffering in the world due to a closed heart. And they're described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakriti mashrita bhajantyanam yamanaso gyatva bhutatum avyayam. They're called the Mahatmas, or great souls. Their hearts are as big as the sky and open because there's no obstruction by envy, which is the inability to tolerate the eminence of another. And today we're celebrating the divine disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the great acharyas in our line of disciplic succession coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and from Krishna, who Srila Prabhupada meditated on, prayed to, and who he revered. And during one morning walk in Mayapur, as Srila Prabhupada approached the my poor Chandradaya Mandir, as he used to do after his morning walk, surrounded by many devotees, he commented that the mercy of, it was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who had brought the Western devotees there. It was at a time when there was a large festival going on in 1975 and devotees from Europe and America had gathered in Mayapur and were chanting and dancing all day long in that holy place, which is a quite unusual sight because it hadn't ever been seen before. And where did it come from? Srila Prabhupada said, the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had several times written that he wished to see all the people of the world unite under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people from Europe and America and Asia, to come together in Sridham Mayapur to chant Jai Sachinandan. And just as we find ourselves sitting in this beautiful temple, the devotees of that time found themselves chanting Jai Sachinandan in Mayapur Dham. And Prabhupada noted that this is because of the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The great devotees of the Lord are well-wishers of everyone, and as they wish well to others, Krishna fulfills their desire and blesses those people. And especially those who find themselves cooperating with the great acharyas. And that's our full intention here at ISKCON of Silicon Valley. That is really the mission that we have here, is to find out the desire of the great souls and then try to fulfill their desires. Because as the Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigods praying to Lord Krishna in the womb, once stated, Twayam Buddha ga kila sattvadamni samarita veshita cheta saike. Pada potena mahatkritena, that the path of the great souls, those who are completely in tune with the desire of the Supreme Lord, is like a boat when one follows those desires. And that boat allows one to cross over the ocean of material existence, which normally is impassable and impossible. Impassable and impossible to cross by one's own power. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tvat pada potena mahakritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhavabdim. And that is that those great souls and the process that they leave us is like a boat. But it's not an ordinary boat. When you approach the boat with the intention of getting in it, which means to follow what they have done and to follow their desire and the process that they have handed down, then the ocean of material existence shrinks to the size of the water contained within the hoofprint of a calf. And one can easily step over it. That's how powerful is the desire of the great souls, the Mahatmas. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had no other meditation other than to see the people of the world embrace the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become happy. To that end, he conceived of a marketplace where the process of Krishna consciousness would be spread. And he devised that marketplace and set up brokers everywhere. He had a very intricate design how people could purchase the holy name with their faith and pass it on to others. And he spent his time writing down the practical ways in which people could follow the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had passed down to the six Goswamis. He wrote over 100 books, and even though he had at least 11 children, and he was a very busy person, he was a high court judge, and he had 11 children, and at the same time he wrote 100 books. If anybody's tried to write a pamphlet before, you know that takes 5 years in this day and age to agree on the font and how it will come together and so forth. To speak of write 100 books, this is the empowerment of the great acharyas who Krishna's specifically sets up as power stations to pass down the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent a copy of his books overseas. He had this vision that the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go everywhere so people would be able to read it and understand. And in his own life, he showed, after studying all the religions of the world, he was very ecumenical. He found the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and he said, everything is harmonized in these teachings. And then he became an advocate. At the time in India, there was a lot of confusion because there was British influence through which people were becoming confused about their own traditions and even about Srimad Bhagavatam and its efficacy. And there were concoctions concoctions coming from many groups. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had connections with all of these scholars, and he was connected with high society. And then he came out very strongly to present the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then wished that they would go all over the world. He sent books to some of the Western scholars at the time, Thoreau, Emerson. And we know that he also sent books to Canada. McGill University was a recipient. In fact, some devotee up in Canada has that book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent, and that ended up in McGill University. Such was his desire to see the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go all over the world. So perfectly synthesizing what Bhaktivinoda Thakur had taught, what was the pitch of his desire. Srila Prabhupada also came first to the United States and then went all over the world to fulfill the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is the duty of the acharya, to fulfill the desires of the previous acharyas. And Prabhupada said many times that this is our only business, to find out the desire of the acharyas and to fulfill that desire. And in that is complete success. So that is our very focused purpose here at ISV. And therefore, as several of the great devotees yesterday had pointed out, we're very much focused on the distribution of transcendental knowledge. It's our mission here at ISV to give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna in the most organized way through the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, and to continue the tradition that Bhaktivinoda Thakur started, that forward push to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message all over the world. So in the last couple of months, we've been focused especially on distributing sets of Srimad Bhagavatams because they're available. And we feel that that's practically a miracle. How the books came together, how Srila Prabhupada pushed himself to not only write the books, but to sail across the ocean with them in trunks, with a pamphlet advertising that there would be 60 volumes when at the time he only had 3. When he advertised that it was for scientific, spiritual knowledge that would be spread all over the world, when he barely had any connections in America and his mission had practically failed in India. Still, this was his forward vision. And then when he came to America, he went out chanting Hare Krishna. As he said, I didn't go to Thompson Square Park to attract a crowd, but I went there to glorify Krishna, and look at the result. And then he spent the balance of his time, whatever time he wasn't managing a worldwide movement and opening temples everywhere, writing these books, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the wee hours of the night. So, as I say, it's a miracle that we have the Srimad Bhagavatam available. And now the devotees have been going door to door all over Silicon Valley and presenting the full set of Srimad Bhagavatams. And the result has been nothing less than remarkable. We'll hear in just a couple hours the results of the devotees' endeavor to follow in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada to spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the perfect literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. But people are starving They're looking for spiritual knowledge. Everywhere we go in every part of the world, people feel stifled by the atmosphere in the world, and they're looking for something that will satisfy their soul. And the only thing that satisfies the soul is the unmotivated, uninterrupted service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the topic of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So dozens and dozens of people all over the valley have now, you can just meditate right now. I won't tell you the number, I'll let Malini do that later. But right now, even within the last month or so, dozens and dozens of people have taken the full set of Srimad Bhagavatam into their homes. And we're meeting these people afterwards that just the very act of accepting it and putting it in their house has changed the way they think about their life. They've made a commitment to something spiritual. It's hard to deny when the full set of Srimad Bhagavatams comes into one's house that there's been some change. So we're very excited that all of you have come for this occasion of the inauguration of the new temple here in Mountain View. And we look forward to making incremental improvements and engaging everyone according to their desire in helping to fulfill the desire of the great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And today especially we're praying for the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to please assist us in fulfilling his desire by spreading Krishna consciousness to everyone in Silicon Valley and beyond. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We're going to hear talks from His Holiness Devamrita Swami next, a talk by Devamrita Swami next. And after that, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj will also speak. And just after that, we'll stop at 5:30. And just at 5:30, we will have a Pushpanjali ceremony for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And just after that, we'll have the offering of the scores from the Sankirtan, a monthly Sankirtan festival. So please welcome His Holiness Devamrita Swami. Hare Krishna.